gets high on you, and the space he invades, he gets by on you.
That was a good way to start off. Had a little technical difficulties. This computer doesn't work.
What else is new?
Whatever. So, for my first song, I'm going to play the... I don't know how to pronounce their name.
It looks like raccoon.
Raccoon tears, yeah. The coons, that's what I'm going to call them. But, wait, is that a bad word? Whatever.
I'm stop.
I'm just gonna play level. Go.
No. Well, we have to do a PSA first before I can play it.
Well, this is going well.
PSAs, love them.
There are no PSAs.
Well, I guess.
I found one. What's this one? It's called Clean.
Wait, seriously?
Yes. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. Oh my god, nothing's working.
What is wrong with the booth?
It's all over. We'll see you guys later. No, I'm kidding. I'll fix it.
Well, first, another PSA. You cannot get into the booth. Because the lock doesn't work. Then you can't play music because the computer doesn't work. I mean, Ash, you could just sing it.
No.
You know that screamo step you do so well.
Wait, don't. I'm so bad. My voice sounds like I'm just dying all
Isn't
the time.
That the point?
Yeah. I mean, I probably could do it, but...
I could probably
I'm not
do
gonna,
it.
Because that would just be embarrassing. All right, I'm going to try it on my computer, so let's see what happens.
Let's see. I'm so... Yay, we're not totally incompetent.
It appears that way, but we're actually smart.
But in fact, we are not. I can't even argue this. Okay, well, I'm going to just move on and act like that never happened with Don't Get Mad, Get Evil by The Treatment.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Thank you.
I enjoyed that one. That's very upbeat.
Me? That's what I usually play.
You're just so upbeat.
Upbeat and spunky.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But, all right. So, next I want to play Fiddler. I've been playing them a lot this semester. I don't know. I really like them. But this song is 40 Ounce on Repeat. Something I'm about to do because finals are coming up. Okay.
True. So, since I've met Ashley, she's always tried to tell me she's not pop punk.
I'm not.
This destroys every argument she's ever had.
This is garage punk. What are you talking about? This is definitely garage punk.
Oh, I'm Ashley. Like, I'm so pop punk. So pop punk.
I'm just off myself.
Okay, well. Let's bring it back. Oh, okay. So, I played this band last week, and Ashley loved the name. It's called Crazy Licks.
I liked this.
You did.
All right, I guess I do.
So this is Hell Raising Women.
Yeet.
So watch out.
Wow, I feel really empowered by that song.
I know, you know, these are the songs that, you know, get me through the semester as I sit there, you know, sad.
Choking on my own sadness. Like, tears. Oh my God, just turn my mic off.
Filling
sorry.
My notes with tears.
Wiping my face.
With my organic chemistry notes. good times.
What a life. All right, I'm going to play a song by Rage Against the Machine. I haven't played them this semester. I played them a lot last semester. I don't know, their songs are so hard to like play because every other word is like
that's true. It's very hard to find a PG rated rage song.
Yeah, but I found it. It's all good. It's called Bomb Track.
We'll be right back.
Love that
I
song.
Actually dig that one. I like it.
They're just amazing.
I went to a Disturbed concert and they covered a Rage song.
What song?
Killing
in the Name.
Yes, that's the one.
That's my favorite song.
That's
just
the one.
At the end, just says like "F you" a lot. I mean, I think it's funny. But
it was
like,
the scariest and coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. Ever.
I would have went in. I gotta say.
Okay. Well, this is a song I've been saving. I never had enough time to play because I'm always like, I'm going to save this one. I'm going to save this one. I'm like, I can't anymore. So
it's
this
your last
is,
chance.
I know. And I'm not saving until the end because I ain't going to have time for it. So it's One More Time, coincidentally, by Night Rain.
We'll be right back.
I like that one. It kind of makes me want to break things.
Right? Like, I just, like, I get to class. Whenever I have, like, songs like this on, like, I get to class within, like, 2 seconds. Because I'm, like, walking so fast and, like, with so much energy. Like, a 10-minute walk will be, like, 4 minutes. I will walk all the way across campus in no time at all. And that's sad but cool. I'm like power walking it at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Gotta wake yourself up somehow. You know what I'm saying? All right. Next song is we have a request from Alex. Thanks for
from Bay.
Thanks for your question request. Thanks for your request.
Am I being shushed about a Bay?
Okay. This band is called A La Loss. I've never heard of them, but I just listened to the song before the show, and I really like it. The song's called Autumn Dawn.
Trying. Work with what I got. This one I know Ashley will love very, very much.
Oh, yeah? What tells you that? Because you just told me.
I just have a feeling. I just have a feeling.
Sorry. Drop the mic.
legitimately drop the mic.
Drop the mic.
3 Days Grace. One of your faves.
Wow. good times. My angsty middle school years.
Angsty teen punkness.
So angsty.
Pain. I'm sure you're familiar, Ashley.
Oh, I know that whole album. I know that by heart.
Well, here you go, my friend.
I'd rather feel pain than nothing at all.
Much nostalgia. I love
nostalgia of your angsty teenage years.
Not even.
Oh, that's right. You're still a teen. I'm not.
Oh, really? Wow. I'm almost not a teen, so wait.
Almost.
Waiting for the day.
Next
I'm
August.
An actual adult. So I can be treated like one. Alright. Oh, it's my turn.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, well, I'm going to play this really weird song that my friend made me listen to. She kept annoying me to listen to it, and then I finally did, and it's really weird. I don't know what's going on, but we're going to play it. It's called Space Grass by Clutch.
Wait, what? Space Grass? Okay.
It's that good in space. Let's go.
Thank you. 73, Galaxy 500, out the way, stars green, gotta go. Dodge Swinger, 1973, top down, chassis low, panel dim, light drive, Jesus on the dashboard. T-minus whenever it feels right, Galaxy 500, planets align, a king is born. Just me. Don't worry, it's coming. Don't worry, it's coming. Jesus on the dashboard. Yeah. Whenever it feels right. Whenever.
Whenever it feels right. Whenever.
Go ahead.
I don't know what that was. I'm sorry.
So many emotions in one song. Something about Jesus.
Jesus on the dashboard. That's my favorite part. I don't know what that means, but I think it's funny.
But, Jesus.
Good old Jesus.
It's different.
On the dash.
Good old Jesus on the dash.
Yep. That song perfectly describes me.
What?
No, it doesn't. I don't even know what they're talking about. They're talking about, like, space, and I don't even know, but...
grass on space, maybe? Space. You know, the title would imply.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we might have time for one song left, maybe two, we're gonna see. But this is my favorite. I love this song. It is, off of Slash, his, like, newest album. It's not really new, but it's, like, newest to him. It's a collaboration with, Miles Kennedy. So, this is, World on Fire.
Well, they say that we are tragic, and they say, well,
Good new favorite there. Song. What?
Good save there.
Right?
Buddy. No, I really like that one. You showed me that before.
I did, because I contemplated whether I'd play it or not, because I was like, ooh, there's a bad word in it. But
ooh.
We're good.
All right, we're going to squeeze one more song in, because I want to. The last song of the year.
And thank you, boys, after us. Just saying. For yeah. letting us play another song.
Well, I was going to play another one, but Kelly doesn't like it, because it's screaming in true. It. So if you like that ish... Every Time I Die is a good band, but I'm going to play The Vines, Everything Else.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This concludes Rock Through the Ages with Kelly and Ashley for the semester. So thank you to all our listeners. A couple shout-outs to Joey and Bay. I miss you. I will see you soon. LOL. Okay. Also, shout-out to Ashley's Bay. Whoever that may be, I know who it is.
It's a mystery.
Okay. Thanks again. And we will tune back in next semester, the end of January. So keep an eye out on the WJRH website and on both of our Snapchats and Facebooks.
Yeah, you all better come back.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say.
So thank you and good night.
Peace out.